Welcome back to the Galvanize and Restore podcast. This is your host, Jessica Concepcion, bringing you some fresh content. So, we've been in the month of January, and we've had the pleasure of listening to three guests. I hope you have been able. I know they're a little bit long. You know, some of the episodes have been about an hour or so. And I just feel like it's been such a pleasure to be able to listen to people who are actually working in the anti-trafficking field. Starting this podcast has been a journey, simply because when it comes to human trafficking, there is so many different topics that we can talk about, and there's so many things that we can discuss in regards to having more empathy for survivors, or empathy for, or just the amount of knowledge that it takes to understand what's happening to someone when they're being trafficked, whether it's for sex trafficking, labor trafficking. You know, it takes time. There's so many factors that go into it. Some questions is like, how does someone become trafficked, right? Or like, how do you become a victim of trafficking? How often is it happening in the United States? Is it something that is mainly abroad? Is it something that is happening in all neighborhoods, some counties, some cities? Is it in all the states? And for someone who has been trained on trafficking, it's very easy to be like, yeah, this is happening. But, you know, taking a step back, it's insane to really think about what is happening when it comes to people being trafficked, human trafficking. Some people say it's the slavery of today, the modern slavery that we're, you know, that's happening behind the scenes that we can't see, you know, because American history has slavery in it, right? And it was abolished. So legally, no one's allowed to enslave another person. But what is it called when you're being forced to do something that you prefer not to do, but because of fear, or because of threats to your life, because of physical harm, you submit to doing what someone else is telling you to do, even though they're not things that you're 100% in agreement with. The only word in our vocabulary that really relates to this condition is being a slave, or being, you know, modern day slavery. So unfortunately, the abolition movement, that was when slavery was still legal. So we called it the abolition, like we called ourselves, you know, like people would say, hey, like that person's an abolitionist. They're fighting for freedom. And now that we have legal rights, right? Like if someone is trafficking someone else, they have legal rights to say, you know, to put these people behind bars, you know? And it's evolved. So we are still abolitionists, except now we're fighting something that we don't really see, you know, like it's not like you're seeing someone on the cornfield and you're like, hey, that's a slave, you know? And so this is why it's so important to be knowledgeable about the signs of slavery, and like the signs of what does it look like for someone to be trafficked. And how can we tell, you know, because at the end of the day, the majority of people, labor trafficking, sex trafficking, they are people who are in the open. So a lot of survivors from, you know, who have been trafficked in America share about their experience and share that they went to this hotel, you know, they ran in, or, you know, let's say for high schoolers, you know, who have been trafficked, because the average age for trafficking is 12 to 13. So for those who have been trafficked even and still attending school, you know, that's kind of like a confusing, you know, it's like, huh? Like, this person's being trafficked and yet they're in school. Like, how can that be? You know, and it's because there's something called familial trafficking, where, you know, a person's being trafficked by their family members. So like at age 7 or even younger than that, you know, the child is groomed and taught that, hey, you don't talk about this. You kind of just, you know, you're going to go to school and everything. Don't mention what's happening at home to anybody. You know, like there's a lot of corruption there. And so there's that happening. So it's really, I just highlight this to just say that we're all called to take a stand against this. I think a calling is when there's a need and we're capable of meeting that need. And at this season and time, 2024, at this season and time, because we know so much, like the internet is in our hands, you know. So I say all this to say, hey, like, will you answer the call to understand more about human trafficking? Because in this day and age, we still need abolitionists, even though legally there is no one has the right to traffic or enslave anyone. However, it's like a cultural revolution we need here to really change the game into how people are experiencing life in on this earth, in America, in our schools, in our families, our communities. There is vulnerabilities being created in these children's lives, and it's leaving them open to being groomed and finding themselves later in life in situations they didn't expect to be in. And then 10 years later, they wake up and they're like, whoa. And they hear about trafficking and they're like, that happened to me. How come no one did anything? Where was my teacher? Where was my doctor? I went to the dentist once. How come they didn't notice my bruises on my face? You know what I mean? Like, there are signs, but if we're not looking for it, we miss it. And it's kind of like one of those things that once you see it, it's almost impossible to not kind of like piece it together. So for example, one of my friends, she just bought a new car and she's like, oh my gosh, I have a Kia. And then as she's driving, she's like, there's a Kia there. There's another Kia over there. And they see, you know, her and her husband are like, oh, and the Kias are everywhere. And so it's like that when it comes to what we want to see or what we make real to ourselves, right? What we focus on and what we answer the call to. So I really want to just encourage you in January, as January is coming to an end, that you can kind of make a commitment this year to learn more about what's happening in your community, to Google human trafficking wherever you live, you know, in your state, wherever you are. The top states are California, we got Texas, Florida, New York, we have Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, as being really a place that's experiencing a lot of trafficking right now. And I just want to encourage you to become an abolitionist and to decide to figure out what's happening, how it's happening, and if you're in the prevention side, like wanting to prevent trafficking, you know, I kind of want to start this movement, like hashtag prevention possible everywhere. Everyone can just hashtag prevention possible. It's like, what is that? But when we realize what we're able to do and getting people at the top to kind of see it too, whether it's like your principal at the school, you know, the leaders in the hospitals, in the hotels, the dentists, everywhere, you know, where there's people, basically. When we're able to know that trafficking is something that is preventable through awareness and education. Who knows how many people we can save from experiencing this lifelong trauma. And it's not like we're, you know, everyone plays a role in life. We can sit on the sidelines or we can be engaged and aware and have conversations with other people about what's happening and really start a movement towards ending human trafficking. So I want to encourage you, just, you know, stay educated, stay aware, be the change you want to see, and look out for more content that's coming, because there's going to be some new content that I'm excited to bring to you. And I hope that together we can really make an impact in our local communities and ultimately, you know, the country, ultimately the world, you know, wherever we find our influences, our connections. We're in this for the long run. This is not an easy topic. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. So let's try this new thing, hashtag prevention possible 2024. All right, let's go. And connect with me on Gallery Store on Instagram and let me know if you're gonna dive into this year knowing that prevention is possible. Talk to you soon and see you on the next podcast. Bye.